Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Welcome back. Gay Crux here. Today, we track four stories in robotics and physical AI. AR glasses hitting plant floors, Anybotics opening a Barcelona engineering hub, how computer vision winners are chosen by deployment context, and a hidden life cycle squeeze on industrial automation.
Complex tasks. Lot to unpack there. Starting with AR glasses. NVIDIA's XR AI puts agentic assistance on the headset, but demos are one thing. The real bar is whether a technician trusts the assistant in the moment and doesn't have to slow down to make it useful.
Trust breaks down into a few practical needs: predictable hallucination limits, explainable suggestions, and a hands-free UI that actually improves throughput instead of becoming a distraction. Those are the acceptance gates at scale.
Anybotics Barcelona Hub is a clear scale signal. More engineers, more AI work. But for operators and investors, the metric is time to production. Does the hub shave months off pilots and speed validated software onto robots in the field?
Exactly. Investors should ask for evidence, shorter pilot cycles, documented feedback loops from deployment teams, and examples where local engineering fixed edge cases that remote teams missed. That's the proof of scale.
On computer vision vendors, the headline is simple. It's no longer about the lab's leaderboard. The right vendor is the one whose stack matches where the model runs, tiny edge accelerators, on-prem servers, or hybrid cloud, and who supports that lifecycle.
So evaluation criteria change. Model quantization support, OS and middleware compatibility, tooling for over-the-air model updates, and an ops model that understands your floor's constraints, not just accuracy anymore.
Now, tie that to the lifecycle challenge. Centralized compute and tight real-time networks boost performance, but they also accelerate hardware obsolescence. Factories see faster refresh cycles, squeezed maintenance budgets, and more stranded assets.
That creates knock-on costs. Spare parts inventories grow, service contracts change, and the skills required on site shift towards software-first maintenance. Operations teams need to budget for that shift, not just initial deployment.
Anybotics local hub could help here. On-the-ground engineers can iterate firmware and sensors faster, lowering the friction between field failures and product fixes. That's how you shorten the feedback loop and limit stranded hardware.
Wearables intersect with that same lifecycle problem. AR headsets face battery, durability, and connector standards that age quickly. If suppliers don't commit to multi-year serviceability, deployments become expensive refresh cycles.
For investors and operators, the risk is procurement strategy. Balance experimental buys with long-term service agreements. Insist on interoperability and demand upgrade commitments so you aren't reinventing the stack every 2 years.
Operational playbook. Run small pilots with clear KPIs tied to throughput and error reduction, define fallback modes if AI guidance fails, and train frontline teams on trust calibration, when to rely on the system and when to escalate.
Vendor selection checklist. Match compute target, require OTA update paths, verify on-site engineering support, model lifecycle guarantees, and include cost forecasts for refresh and maintenance, not just licensing and deployment fees.
Synthesis, the common thread across these stories is a shift from can we build it to can we reliably sustain it on the floor? Winning solutions blend rapid engineering iteration with a realistic life cycle and ops plan that finances ongoing performance.
Good note to end on. Thanks for joining. We'll keep tracking how demonstrations turn into dependable systems and what that means for operations and investment. Catch you next time.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.